To many in Michigan and the tourists who visit, the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore is one of the most beautiful parts of pure Michigan. In fact, ABC's Good Morning America named the Sleeping Bear Dunes as the most beautiful place in America. Part of that National Lakeshore is South Manitou Island. And some people with very special ties to South Manitou Island have been very busy getting the place spruced up and polished for a special day tomorrow. Joining us is the granddaughter of James Putnam Burdick. He was the longest-serving lighthouse keeper on South Manitou Island. Pat Kelly joins us now from South Manitou's Ranger Station. Pat, tell us a little more about your grandfather.
He was an assistant keeper for a while, and he left South Manitou in about 1905, and then he went to Grassy Island Lighthouse in Wisconsin. Then he got his keeper's designation, so he transferred back to South Manitou, and he was a keeper here from 1908 to 1928.
And that had to have been a time when he really was, it was an important job. Lives depended on him doing that job properly.
Yeah, they were called the Life Saving Service, the U.S. Life Saving Service. And that was their main thing. This was a huge shipping area. And, yeah, their main thing was watching for the boats and watching for anybody in distress. The Manitou Passage is a very beautiful area, but can be very treacherous due to shallow waters and shoal. But on South Manitou Island, there is a huge bay. It's called Crescent Bay, and it's the deepest safe harbor between Chicago and the Straits. So many times during storms of that, ships would tuck into the bay here to get out of the storms and the weather. Sometimes they made it, sometimes they didn't. So there's, I don't know exactly how many, but there's a lot of shipwrecks around the island due to that.
A lot of history on in a beautiful, beautiful spot. And if someone was thinking of making a visit to South Manitou Island, it looks like tomorrow would be a very extra special day to go. What is happening on July 10th?
Oh, tomorrow is going to be special. Right now, there are nine descendants that are volunteers. The nine descendants are descendants of four different lighthouse keepers. And that's the first time this has happened. And then tomorrow, three other descendants of lighthouse keepers are going to be here. So there'll be a total of 12 descendants here. And 10 of us are volunteers altogether.
And you've been working to really get things spiffed up. What have you been doing?
Well, the main thing that we needed to do and we wanted to do for tomorrow is to get the Fog Whistle Building, which is a building right next to the lighthouse. We wanted to get that all spruced up and painted. It hadn't been painted in over 20 years. It was really in a lot of disrepair. And it just needed some tender, loving care. And we got probably about four or five coats of real good paint on that. The paint was donated by a company in Traverse City, Sherwin-Williams. They donated all the paint to us. And we got caulking from them and some shirts and things like that. So that was a huge help. And so we went through about 20 gallons just on that building alone. Also, I've been up here doing the mowing of the historical farms and the village area. I do most of the mowing up here. I come up here, you know, I go home for a week and come back up here for a couple weeks and do this.
What do you love most about South Manitou?
I can't even think of one specific thing. I really can't. When I come over on the ferry or on the park boat, I look for the lighthouse, and I kind of say hello to my family in my heart when I do that. Then I arrive here in the Ranger Station, and getting greeted by the people that work here is really nice because I've been doing this for over 20 years. So the people here that work here for the park are real wonderful, and we've got a great partnership with the park and the volunteers. The farms are just beautiful. It's the whole complex is just, you know, in my heart. I can't even think of one specific thing.
And to someone who's never visited South Manitou, tell them why they should go visit.
Why they should go visit? Because it's the most beautiful place they'll ever go. And I say that in all honesty. The weather here, it's usually about 10 degrees cooler than on the mainland. So when it's hotter in Hades over on the mainland, it's a very comfortable here, the weather. To see the farms and the old growth cedars, it used to be a big logging industry over here. And on the northwest maybe the southwest side of the island. It's very high ground, and they could not harvest those cedar trees. So there are some out there that are hundreds of years old, and it's just the lands of the giant cedars. And that's a spectacular thing to look at.
Pat Kelly is the granddaughter of the longest-serving lighthouse keeper on South Manitou Island. He served from 1908 to 1928. She and other descendants of lighthouse keepers will be touring the island tomorrow, and the public is welcome to join in. And that means you get a rare chance to go into the lighthouse keeper's living quarters there on South Manitou Island. Pat Kelly, thanks so much for talking with us and taking us on a tour of South Manitou Island.
Well, thank you very much for your time.